This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Tomorrow night, their bed will be the dirt. Their bed will be the grave. That is our home. You might have built an amazing house. You might have saved up 15, 20 years to build an amazing home here in Dallas. But your real home has already been assigned to you. Allah has already chosen the time. He's already chosen the manner, and He's already chosen the place in which your body will be put in the ground. That is your home. And that home is eternal until the day of judgment. So Allah says in Surah Al-Hashr, He reminds us two times to have taqwa, consciousness. Protect yourself from that day. Protect yourself from that day when they'll put you in the grave. How many times, I've only been here in Dallas for 2 years. How many times have I gotten messages from young brothers in the prime of their life? Just a couple of months ago, two brothers, one of them motorcycle accident, another one in a car crash, 20 something years old, praying janazah for them. You think their whole life is ahead of them. They might have thought their whole life was ahead of them. They had so many plans. Makru wa makru Allah. You plan and Allah plans. But your plans need to be for the day of judgment. If you're not planning for that day, you're failing. There's a very famous baseball player. I grew up playing baseball. I had a college scholarship to Clemson University. There's a very famous baseball player named Yogi Berra. Not many of you probably old enough to remember him. He said, if you fail to plan, then you plan to fail. If you fail to plan, then you plan to fail. That should be the motto of the Muslim. If you fail to plan for the day of judgment, then your plan on the day of judgment is failure. Taqwa is about thinking about what am I going to do for myself on that day. Will what I am doing today benefit me on that day? What if a decision is put in front of you? If you have a deciding factor in your life, you need to think about, is that decision, yes or no, going to benefit me on the day I stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If it's not going to benefit me, leave it for His sake and He will replace it with that which is better. If it's going to benefit you, chase it with all of your effort, inshaAllah ta'ala. That's why you're here tonight. Are you here just to make friends? Are you here just to enjoy the company of the masajid? No. Why is the masjid full tonight? Because you want to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You want to have something, this ground, this masjid, this carpet, to witness for you on the day you stand in front of Allah. That is what it's all about. Is having things that on the day of judgment can help me when I stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is taqwa. That's why you give sadaqah, so that money can stand in front of Allah on the day of judgment and say, He gave it for your sake, my Lord. That prayer mat that you stand on in the middle of the night can testify for you that He stood on me for your sake on the day of judgment. That Quran that you read can stand in front of Allah on the day of judgment. It will be given a tongue to speak and say, He recited me for your sake. That's all it's about. Because if you don't have that, you're done. You're done. You might as well go dig your own grave and just lay in it and wait on the angel of death. Allah says in Surah Al-Hashr, look forward to what you are sending before yourself. Pay attention to what you are sending forward before yourself. Because every day you are making a deposit in your account in the Akhirah. Be conscious of it, my brothers and sisters, inshaAllah ta'ala. Look forward to seeing you tomorrow, inshaAllah. Barakallahu feekum. You have time to pray sunnah before Salatul Taraweeh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.